It is now time. We would like to begin online briefing session by Toshiba Corporation on Toshiba Group Management Policy. Until 3:45, during the first 45-minute session, presentation will be given, and in the next 45-minute session, we will be entertaining questions. Please be advised that today, questions will be entertained from both the members of the press and analysts and investors in the same session. Your questions will be accepted through conference call system. As we informed you earlier, pre-registration is required to use the conference call system. We would now like to begin the online briefing session on Toshiba Group Management Policy. Let me introduce the speakers today. Mr. Taro Shimada, Representative Executive Officer, President, and CEO. Mr. Goro Yanase, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Executive Vice President, and COO. Mr. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Executive Vice President, and CFO. I am Hara from Corporate Communications. Before the presentation with slide deck projection is made, we have a two-minute video clip on how Toshiba Group has provided solutions to social challenges through its business under its basic commitment, committed to people, committed to the future, and how it is committed to continue to take on the challenge of providing solution to various challenges faced by sustainable society by bringing to bear the power of the data.
今、私たちは一人一人の生活、そして地球の持続可能性について責任を問われています。人と地球が持続可能であるために、東芝は様々な社会課題に取り組んでいきます。世界をより良い場所にするために、子供たちの未来のために、東芝は約150年にわたり、発電などのエネルギー事業、水処理などのインフラ事業、そして社会情報インフラの発展を支えるデバイス事業に携わってきました。エネルギーやインフラの分野では、再生可能エネルギーの普及やインフラ老朽化などへの対応が求められています。多くの人がスマートフォンを持ち、情報をやり取りするのが当たり前になりました。この時代において、私たちが生かすべきなのがデータの力です。サイバー空間のデータだけでなく、私たちが暮らす現実世界のデータも活用し、それらを循環させることが企業の競争力につながります。東芝は、人と地球が持続可能であるために、データの力を最大限に活かします。培ってきたものづくりの知見と、50年以上にわたる AI 技術開発、最先端の量子技術、CPS テクノロジーがデータの力を存分に引き出します。誰もが享受できるインフラと、つながるデータ社会の実現に向け、価値ある製品、サービスを社会に実装していきます。人と地球の明日のために。
Using PowerPoint presentation on Toshiba Group Management Policy, Mr. Shimada will present. Mr. Shimada, over to you.
Thank you for the introduction. I am Shimada, Representative Executive Officer, President, and CEO. Thank you very much for joining us today, taking your time despite your busy schedule. Today, I wish to share with you our long-term vision for Toshiba Group. As you are aware of, Toshiba is currently considering strategic options, including potential privatization. As announced today, we have received proposals from multiple potential investors and sponsors. We are pleased to have received strong interest from a range of potential participants that recognize the enormous value inherent in Toshiba. We intend to complete the process with an appropriate level of transparency by listening to voices of all of the stakeholders. At the same time, we recognize the need for clear and ambitious long-term vision for our company to guide our internal actions and decision-making, even as the company continues to create more detailed financial estimates and to assess these alternative ownership structures. Our management team believes it is essential to have this agreed-upon vision for transformation so that we can develop and advance a detailed plan of action for the near term that will preserve and enhance the corporate value. I am pleased to share the high-level outline of our vision approach to the future with you today. This is the agenda today. Committed to people, committed to the future. This is the essence of Toshiba. This was not created yesterday or today. These were created since the 1980s, and these words make Toshiba people proud of Toshiba. And return on the promise of a new day is our purpose. This is exactly what makes Toshiba, Toshiba. In chapter one, I will talk about Toshiba Group's vision, mid to long-term targets and challenges. Applying Maslow's hierarchy of needs to the essence of Toshiba, committed to people, committed to the future, it is important to first protect the safety and security of everyday life of each individual. This is a world without poverty, disasters, or conflicts. We believe what we can do here is to build infrastructure that everyone can benefit from. Once people are satisfied, the next level is the planet. Realization of social and environmental stability becomes the next important step. And Toshiba aims to build a society connected by data. Once the society is further stabilized, we will move on to consider the future. In other words, the greater question that we now have to face is the future of our children and the sustainability of people and the planet. What we can do and what we should do is to realize carbon neutrality and circular economy. As a means to realize these things that need to be done, digital is important. As the digital economy evolves, various companies will become connected across industrial boundaries, thereby creating new social values. Toshiba has identified DE, DX, and QX strategies to respond to those changes. The first stage of its development is the digital evolution DE, to enhance services and recurring businesses. That is to be followed by the digital transformation DX, which is a stage to build platforms based on DE. We will further develop this into a quantum transformation QX, a quantum world where various platforms are connected across industries. Today, I would like to explain how we will accomplish this. First, in terms of figures, this is Toshiba Group's mid to long-term plan. The target for fiscal 25 is net sales of 4 trillion yen, operating income of 360 billion yen, operating income margin of 9.0%, EBITDA of 500 billion yen, ROIC of 17%, and free cash flow of 250 billion yen. Furthermore, for fiscal 2030, we target to achieve net sales of 5 trillion yen, operating income of 600 billion yen, and an operating income margin of 12.0%. More specifically, towards fiscal 2030, we will transform Toshiba into a company with data service as the pillar of its business, which generates our earnings. According to our plan, we aim to achieve extremely high profitability with an operating income margin of 26% in the data service, which should account for approximately 20% of the company's operating income. In fact, preparations are already underway, and we will discuss the specifics of these initiatives later in this presentation. Toshiba's challenges in achieving these goals are two types of rigidities. Toshiba is quite a versatile company, The entrepreneurial spirit within Toshiba has led to many successes as the company has challenged itself in one new area after another. However, over time, many successful businesses have become confined within their own business units. What was once the right business unit at the time of its inception is no longer relevant in today's digitalized, service-oriented age. This is what I call internal rigidity. Another point, the appeal of Toshiba lies in its ability to develop technologies that are completely new to the world. There are many world's firsts developed by Toshiba. Toshiba, because of its versatility, tries to do everything by itself. However, this is the age of ecosystems and platforms. Rather than launching a completely proprietary technologies single-handedly, leveraging its ecosystems to enable earlier takeoff of businesses should lead to significantly greater corporate value. Toshiba has external rigidity issue. Under the new management policy, we would like to break through these two rigidities. Chapter 2 will go into Toshiba Group's current situation. For more than 100 years, Toshiba Group has been involved in businesses that support critical public infrastructures, such as electric power and railroads. We hold the number one market share in many of these businesses, including water supply and sewage systems. These businesses will have valuable assets, will be valuable assets for digital business. I would like to introduce some representative examples of our businesses. In the device business, we have supported the foundation of the digital industry by supplying power semiconductors, which are high in efficiency, quality, and reliability. We constructed a 300-millimeter wafer production line in Kaga, Toshiba, located in Ishikawa Prefecture, and will commence mass production during this fiscal year. We are also planning to construct a new manufacturing facility, which is expected to be operational from fiscal 2024. We will also actively invest in R&D in next-generation compound semiconductors, such as SiC and GaN. In the energy business, we have contributed to the stable supply of energy that supports economic activities and people's lives through construction, maintenance, and support of resumption of operations of nuclear power plants. In addition, Toshiba has steadfastly worked on the decommissioning of Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant. Going forward, we will continue to invest in and conduct research and development of technologies that contribute to the realization of innovative light water reactors and high-temperature gas reactors with superior safety features and the stable storage of radioactive waste.
In the infrastructure businesses, the Toshiba Group's cutting-edge civilian technologies were applied to air defense radar systems and air traffic control system. Thereby, we have contributed to ensuring the safety and security of the society. We will continue to focus on the development production of defense equipment by leveraging Toshiba Group's comprehensive capabilities and contribute to the realization of a resilient social infrastructure protected by high security through the application of cutting-edge civilian technologies such as artificial intelligence, quantum cryptographic communications, and so forth. Now, under the Toshiba Next Plan launched in 2018, we have working to strengthen core profitability classified as phase one. Despite the impact of COVID-19 in fiscal 20 and the shortage of semiconductors and soaring material prices in the previous fiscal year, profitability has recovered steadily in all segments, and we have seen 4-point improvement in the overall operating income margin. In particular, the digital solutions business has shown stable improvement, which we attribute to our steady improvement efforts, such as standardization of software development processes and utilization of overseas software development resources. Going forward, we intend to build a strong earning structure by expanding this successful example to the entire company. Our company has focused on first, materializing the low-hanging fruits that can be achieved in short term, such as structural reforms and CFD activities in procurement, sales, and other areas, and has realized 180 billion yen in improvement over 4 years starting from 2018. Going forward, work on more complicated ones, such as to promote business process reform, including design and production, and also IT system reform, to realize these reforms as value chain reforms and work to sustainably strengthen core profitability through a chain of two reforms. Through these activities, we aim to improve profitability by further reducing costs of approximately 70 billion yen by FY25. I'd like to look at this in more detail. With regard to the reduction of the number of subsidiaries, we aim to achieve 40% reduction by FY25, but as of the end of this April, we have already achieved a 30% reduction. As for initiatives related to a value chain reform in the area of design and product modularization, we expect to achieve approximately 70% of the product by the end of FY22 toward the completion of modularization of 67 target products by FY25. In the Smart Factory initiative, we are aiming to expand the Smart Factory to all major production sites, and we plan to complete level 3 for 35% of the production sites by FY22. Now, Chapter 3 describes how to solve the challenges of internal rigidity and external rigidity, as it's mentioned earlier. First, internal rigidity that I'd like to talk about. This shows the steps for software-defined transmission in order to resolve the internal rigidity. Currently, the products is developed in a vertically divided organization in silo, and the software is incorporated into the hardware-based systems and provided in as a part of the system. To take this to the digital evolution, which is the first stage, it is important to separate the software from the hardware. This will enable us to add a variety of applications which will generate new services, as well as to enhance the recurring businesses or providing SaaS business. These will contribute greatly to making the business more profitable. Next, we need to standardize the software so that such software could be connected to other companies' hardware or maybe creating a platform. Once this is completed, then services will be greatly expanded, and the scale-free network comprised of such software will be formed here and will enable data-centric service development. So that is the second stage of DX. It will be extremely asset-light and also scalable business model, and therefore allowing us for exponential growth. Beyond that, we would like to have multiple DXs as a various platforms, and after that, quantum world will appear, which means quantum transformation, which is optimal solutions are identified from a complex interplay of platforms. And we have named this project as Shibuya Project as our internal name. The city of Shibuya is currently going through a major transformation. Millions of people are going through the city, and then at the same time, the city is trying to transform fundamentally. And this is exactly what we are trying to do. We will not stop our business while we revitalize the company at the same time. In order to succeed in the Shibuya project or Shibuya model, it is necessary to break down the walls of the organization. So we need to break down internal rigidity. Just for an example, this is regarding software development, for instance. This is the summary of software development personnel working in the Toshiba groups. And out of the total number of the software development personnel, a far greater number of people are currently belonging to a digital segment are dispersed over 30 group companies, And there are many things that can be improved in development practices and staffing, because there are many things belonging to software development. There are so many things that we can do to improve going forward, and we'd like to thoroughly improve going forward.
This is a model of where data is generated from the DX stage. This is a graph with the number of companies and users on the vertical axis and the supply chain on the horizontal axis. I call this double diamond model. Platforms emerge from the consumer diamond on the right. The so-called GAFA are collecting data directly from consumers. However, even there, there's much data that can be extracted from the hardware that so far has not been acquired. We know that there is such much data, and we will focus on pulse lighting elevators and other businesses that will greatly contribute to the acquisition of such data. These are considered emphasis business areas, since that lead to acquiring human flow related data. Furthermore, in the B2B area on the left, data acquisition has not been accomplished. Large corporations in this very small end, many people try to acquire data, but this is very difficult. When we look at successful examples of acquiring human data in the double diamond, in the fat portion of the diamond, data should be collected, since that is most reasonable. Toshiba hopes to achieve platform status in both of these areas, especially in the B2B area, where platforming through data acquisition has not been successfully accomplished yet. I would like to introduce two examples of how data can create great value. The first is a group of services that start with people flow data. In the future, as-a-service platforms will be created in buildings and commercial facilities. Elevators have many touch points with people, and in-cage signage can contribute to changing people's behavior. And the linkage with Toshiba Tech's real retail platform will be bringing us great business opportunities. In transportation, it is clear that there will be a shift to dynamic pricing and scheduling. To control this more effectively and efficiently, we can imagine the emergence of a platform that encompasses and straddles road, freight, and rail companies, which could be a key battleground that can be reached out from our ongoing businesses. We believe that by linking the data held by these two platforms, more new services will be created and a huge market will be created. Next is the data on energy and CO2. Energy and CO2 data will become increasingly important to realize sustainability and circular economy. By consolidating energy data, including renewable energy data and energy efficiency data, and creating a platform of such data, it is conceivable that in the future we will see the emergence of services such as C2C electricity trading services, whereby electricity generated by each household can be traded. In addition, the visualization of CO2 emissions, which is attracting attention along with the shift to renewable energy, will make it possible to track the carbon footprint of products. For example, the water bottle in front of me, until it reached here, how much CO2 has been produced? If this can be made measurable, that will become a very important indicator as we try to achieve carbon neutrality. These two types of data, when combined, will encourage companies and people to be more mindful of environment and to change their behavior. And we believe that that will lead to building a more environmentally friendly society. Next is about the issue of external rigidity. Toshiba's strength lies in its diversity in its development.
In the past, we have created and introduced products that had never existed before by combining technologies in many areas. Even today, for example, there are a number of technologies with strong business potential, such as semiconductors and material technologies that have an estimated market size of over 2.5 trillion yen, including copper oxide, tandem PV, perovskite, NTO anode batteries, LiDAR, millimeter wave imaging, and MEMS sensors. However, Toshiba has not fully capitalized on these business seeds. For example, biodegradable liposomes. Toshiba's proprietary nano-sized capsules for gene therapy deliver therapeutic genes accurately and efficiently to target cancer cells. The field of biotechnology is considered a growth area worldwide, and investors' expectations are growing for technologies and businesses with the potential for disruptive innovation and future potential. In fact, biotech companies are still in the incubation stage and not yet generating profits or cash, but some are valued at very high multiples, for example, 16.9 times its sales, indicating that investors have very strong expectations for these companies. We will promote measures to ensure that these high potential technologies are manifested as values as quickly as possible. If we determine that value can be realized at an early stage through collaboration with external parties, we will consider using partners such as companies seeking to expand their business in that specialized field or existing players in that field. As a result, we believe that a variety of value can be obtained, including data utilization and financial returns. This is our approach to breakthrough external rigidity. Now, in Chapter 4, I would like to present examples of DE, DX, QX, and Vision by Toshiba Group, some of which have already begun to be implemented. First, on DE. I will talk about elevator as a service as an example. This is a good example of software-defined in action. Over the past several years, we have separated the hardware, the elevator, from the software and have provided various services as apps. In the future, we aim to make it a data business by linking it with external apps. Next is VueLED. VueLED, a camera-equipped LED light, launched in 2019, not only functions as a conventional light, but can also connect to a network to acquire digital data. We are now offering a variety of applications that utilize image data. That is to say, light products, once they are sold, was the end of the story, but on a recurring basis, even after the sales, more earnings can be generated, and that is the type of business that we will be transitioning into. Lastly, the shift to software and cloud computing for factory and infrastructure control. Automation by computer control started in the 1970s. At that time, dedicated machines were built, and systems such as PLCs and DCSs were commercialized, and Toshiba was one of the companies that invented and developed these systems. After 2000, especially since around 2010, the PC versions of these systems were developed, which led to the prototypes of CPS, and many companies have entered this sector with these technologies. However, it is expected that these systems will be migrating to cloud computing environment in the future. Toshiba has developed and started providing technology to control these in real time. We believe this is an opportunity to supplant companies that are ahead of us in control. It will be like a company that succeeded with analog TVs, but was late to the game with digital TVs. We believe that Toshiba, which lagged behind in the second generation, can boldly use its superb technologies to succeed in the third generation.
Next is an example of DX. First, let me talk about our energy solution platform. Through the use of large power plant monitoring software, we can monitor facilities, equipment, and provide a full-fledged maintenance and inspection services. But more importantly, we see increased use of renewable energy generation, we need to bundle and balance the generation side and user side, and then we need to coordinate the main power grid that supports them. In fact, there are great needs in the market. And energy matching, for that, over 50 client companies have approached us and started a discussion in regard to energy management and matching. In addition, Toshiba Group is a company with a customer base as well, not just a generation side. And therefore, that will be a big differentiation in this industry. Next is the platform for the purchasing data. Backed by Toshiba Tech's overwhelming post-market share, we have started the Smart Receipt, which is a service that provides consumers with electronic data instead of the paper received. This service does not obtain data from the stores. Rather, we are utilizing the data from the Smart Receipt service provided to personal individuals upon their consent. We believe that the consumer purchase data belongs to each individual, and therefore we committed to creating an information service that can be used with confidence. To this end, we aim to become a data social infrastructure through thorough visualization of data and naturally linked data based on user experiences. This service is currently showing a very good growth, and we aim to have, by FY25, 130,000 member stores and 10 million consumer members, and we'd like to penetrate smart receipt in the market and establish a foundation for collecting purchasing data. Now, in B2B, we provide a supply chain platform, that was already been adopted by many companies. Currently, this data is stored in the cloud, and it is effectively used by each manufacturers for supplier evaluation and BCP purposes. Now, we are trying to utilize this data by break down the barriers across or between the manufacturers. This will create new data service across the supply chain, such as CO2 emission calculation, company matching, various type of financing, and in cooperation with external service providers, we could utilize accumulated intercompany transactions and production-related data. In particular, with regards to CO2 emissions, we need to aggregate the CO2 emission data, and finally, using smart receipt, consumer will be able to see how much CO2 that they consumed upon their purchase. And we would like to make it visible for consumers so that we will allow the consumers to start the behavioral change on their own. Now, finally, in regard to QX, now quantum technology is developing at an alarming rate. Toshiba has been conducting research and development in this area for nearly 30 years. It is said that when the quantum computer is accomplished and become available, then the current mathematical type of encryption technology will easily be breached and broken. And we are the leading manufacturer of quantum cryptography, a communication method that prevents the theft of this type of encryption. We are convinced that time will soon come when our communications will be protected by quantum. But the technology of quantum communication does not stop there. Quantum has the mysterious dynamics of superposition as well as entanglement. This makes it possible to simultaneously update information in the memories existed in hundreds of kilometers away. We believe that by connecting these quantum computers via internet-like networks, it is possible to develop a quantum internet world. Toshiba has the most advanced technology in this area. In addition, a photoelectric fusion device is essential to realize an all-photonics network, and Toshiba's semiconductor technologies are expected to make a significant contribution. In regard to quantum cryptography communications, commercial demonstrations are underway around the world. Toshiba Digital Solutions are currently undertaking and participating to these projects. Even while making these investments, Toshiba Digital Solutions is still generating over 10% of profit margin. Toshiba's quantum computer research has already led to the development of quantum-inspired solver that is said to be very close to the practical application. This solver solves the problem of simulating quantum motion with an ordinary computer, classic computer theory, by combining it with a classical theory, and has shown the world's fastest and largest computational performance in combinatorial optimization problems. We are already conducting demonstrations in the field of finance and are achieving significant results in the field of drug discovery as well. These are not just the results of research in quantum technology, but also the results of semiconductor materials and cooling technology, which is said to be absolutely necessary for the gated computers and developed through nuclear technology. We believe that the next world breakthroughs will be realized through these and many other adjacent technologies. The quantum world will not be realized by a single standalone company. And also, what will be the use cases? And what type of domain will be most promising in terms of businesses? We have not yet identified that or determined yet. In other words, there is a huge opportunity. In order to seize this opportunity, in Japan, Toshiba has actively leading the launch of QSTAR in Japan through industry-government-academia collaboration. Currently, I myself, I'm serving as the representative director of General Incorporated Association that was established on May 23rd of this year. And Toshiba is actively promoting overseas collaboration, and we are exploring joint global business development. Toshiba wants to become a leading company in the quantum area, where a huge market opportunity is expected to emerge. Now, in closing, I'd like to summarize the key points for today. Toshiba Group has been providing products and services that supports people's lives and society under the corporate philosophy of committed to people, committed to the future. We believe this is a mission that will not change in the future. However, in response to the development of the digital economy and the age of ecosystems and platforms, the company must also change. Through the transformation of DE to DX to QX, we intend to transform Toshiba into a company that makes data services a pillar of its earnings. To achieve this goal, we need to break down the two rigidities of internal and external rigidity to maximize the potential that Toshiba Group possesses. We are promoting through Shibuya steps, software defined will be promoted, which separates software from hardware, and we will show the concrete steps that we are taking going forward. I am confident that through these transformations, we will become a company that harnesses the power of digital and data to contribute to the realization of carbon neutral and circular economy. Thank you very much for your attention.
That concludes the presentation. Until 4:30, we will be entertaining your questions. As to how to ask questions, we will be accepting questions from those who are pre-registered in the conference call system. We will first be taking questions from those on the Japanese channel before taking questions from those on English channel. If you have question, please press asterisk followed by numeral 1. I would like to remind you that it is asterisk and then 1, not sharp and 1, asterisk and 1. When called upon with your name and organization name, please turn the microphone on. To cancel your question, please press asterisk and 2. And when you are asking a question, please stop the live streaming from the website. If your microphone picks up the live streaming sound, this can cause echo. problem. When you are not speaking on the microphone to avoid unnecessary noise, such as keyboard noise, we recommend that microphone be muted. We will now take questions. From Nikkei, Yao-san, please. This is Yao from Nikkei. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Thank you for taking my question. I have one question. There are things that are put on hold right now. It's on page 35, elevator as a service, and page 36, about the light and elevator. These were called non-focus areas. I believe purchase data from Toshiba Tech was also non-core business, and divestiture plans were indicated the other day. And are these put on hold? And so are you considering suspending the procedures for divestment? As for spin-off, that is also put on hold, and you're now considering options such as privatization. Is this a business plan management policy based on the expectations that there will be privatization? And once that is achieved, will there be change in policy? This is Shimada speaking. I would like to respond. Regarding privatization, etc., there is nothing that is decided. And the thinking this time is to maximize our corporate value. And the management believes that this is the management policy to maximize the corporate value. For example, as presented earlier in the presentation material, data business should account for more than 20% of the earnings or profit. To achieve that, such business will be positioned as core business. Please understand that that is positioned as a core business. Question, elevator and light. Is the divestment is put on hold and you consider data business to be the core business? Answer, in the end, ultimately, we would like to gain support from the shareholders. And we believe that implementing this management policy is the best way to maximize corporate value. Thank you. I have a second question on page 11, challenges of Toshiba Group. Seen from outside, it seems that challenges that Toshiba Group faces is its relations with activist shareholders affecting its business environment. Medium to long-term business plan was announced, and over long-term, you aim to enhance corporate value, but short-term profit, rising stock price and shareholder returns, and the balance of all of these, including investment. What is your view? And the other day, the chair of the nomination committee has made announcement, and some of the candidates for directors may be favoring certain shareholders. What is your view on this? The answer, the purpose today is to brief you on the management policy that will maximize the corporate value, and accordingly, capital allocation is a separate, although important part, but capital allocation is a separate issue. In order to increase corporate value, that will surprise you. What I identified are internal rigidity and external rigidity. The company itself must improve, and that in itself should solve various capital allocation related problems. That is my view. And regarding the matters related to a nomination, that is not under the purview of the management, so I would like to refrain from responding. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the, before go, moving on to the next question, may I give you some instructions? Today's questions, we are only accepting the media, investors, and analysts all together. And therefore, please press star and one if you have any questions. The second question is from TV Tokyo, Abe-san, please. This is Abe of TV Tokyo. Can you hear me? Yes, please go ahead. Two questions. First question. Now, in order to break down external rigidity, in that existing players and some outside partners that you would like to explore going forward, to be more specific, what type of industry partner that you are exploring? And what is your image at this point? And in addition, working with external partners by collaborating with them, perhaps the divestituring some of the business and so forth, and would that be one of the option through exploration of the outside partners? And could you elaborate on this a little bit better? It'd be appreciated. Thank you. Let me answer to you a question. Now, the technologies which we own and how we're going to match with the partners, and therefore there's no unilateral explanation there's no single common answer to your question at this point in time. But like we discussed, at example, in the healthcare services, for example, FDA is needed, and also the perhaps it makes to launch first in the United States, and what partner would be beneficial for us, and what else the player would exist in U.S. or perhaps in some cases it does not make to solely developing in Japan while protecting the value of the company and trying to explore other partners, and that is the intent of my real remarks. Thank you. Next question. Main pillar of today's presentation was the evolvement of the digital economy, and the data service is going to be the pillar, one of the pillar of our main earnings capability. Well, Mr. Shimada, that is your strengths and your the area where you put it a lot of efforts in. So I believe that you're determined to lead the company with a very strong decision, and you are the director candidate now, and you'd like to utilize your strengths of yourself to be implemented in this company. If you could elaborate on this with your resolution as well, be very much appreciated. In fact, to be honest, Mr. Yanase, sitting right next to me, is also as the digital person like myself. And so these are very sharp people that I am working with in Toshiba. So we've been working through this efforts, and there are so many comrades or the co-workers here where we are sharing the same purposes. We'd like to create the breakthrough that is unprecedented in the industry, and that is our ambition. To be very frank, under this age and era, if you're trying to survive and capture the large market and try to make exponential growth, then you have to tap into the digital and digital market and the businesses. From this point of view, we have a large assets available, and we'd like to utilize that efficiently so that we can develop the data business, and we'd like to be a great success case in the market. Thank you very much. Lastly, may I ask that my question is overlapping with a earlier question. Today, you have published the status of discussion with the potential investors, and you have been through the first initial proposals that two initial proposals received. Can you attributes of the can you explain the attributes of such investors? Is that Japanese or overseas, or the combination? Could you elaborate on that? Thank you. On that point, in order for ensuring the
fairness of the process, I'm not able to elaborate on that. And appropriate timing, the company is committed to disclose at an appropriate timing, and executive officer and board and special committee combined, we'd like to make an appropriate announcement at that appropriate time. Thank you.
Next, Shimai-san from NHK, please. This is Shimai from NHK. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. I also have two questions. First question about the use of partners. This may be repetitive with a prior question, but I have a question. As you pursue digitalization, I believe you are aware that there are things that are still not in place, and I believe that led to the discussion of partnership. In the future, M&A, buying a whole company, is that also in your mind, or divesting the existing business? For example, areas that will not have affinity with the digital may be divested. Are these considered possible acquisition and divestment? Thank you for your question. I will not deny these possibilities. However, in the numbers that were indicated today, those possibilities are not included. Follow-up question. In the future, there are possibilities or necessities of acquisitions and divestments. But as you pursue the this policy currently, you believe that it is not necessary? The numbers indicated here are targets that we believe that we can achieve without acquisitions or divestments. However, if it is conducive to increasing corporate value, and if there is a consent from everyone, we will not deny the possibility of acquisition or divestment. Second question, I believe this is related to strategic proposals, strategic option proposal. As you proceed with this plan, and I think you will have to consider what type of business organization will match the management policy. If listed status is to be maintained, fundraising may become necessary, and with a privatization, there may be more leeway in business management. What are the benefits and demerits of staying listed and going private? Fortunately, I'm not able to respond to that question. I am afraid that by responding to your question, there may be some arbitrary distortion of the process. Meticulously, thoroughly, fairly, and transparently, we would like to proceed with the process to ensure fairness. Question, do you think that to pursue this plan, it will be possible, irrespective of the status of the company, be it listed or unlisted. Under the business plan, what needs to be done, we have to think about this accurately, and we have to think about what will lead to maximization of our corporate value. That is what we are focused on. In view of that, what capital structure is optimal, that is a separate discussion topic. What is the best for us? Separating the capital allocation issue was presented today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, from Daiwa Securities, Okawa-san, please. Thank you. This is Okawa of Daiwa Securities. Three questions, if I may. The first is on page 26, regarding the two diamonds chart. May I ask a question? Now, industry data, well, people are trying to tap into this industrial data, and many companies are struggling with that. And
What is the reasons that other players are not successful? And conversely, why Toshiba is very confident in that area? What makes you be confident? Could you elaborate on that? Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. Now, there are two aspects. The first, the larger data exists on the human data on right-hand side. And acquisition of the human data, where we excel in some part where the Toshiba Tech has predominantly high POS market share, and there are through the touch point of the equipment, and there are so many data still available, and we have such access to data through a part of industry platform data. And also, left hand side is the industry data, as such as, like I mentioned in the example of CO2 and so forth. The feeling wise, there were not so high awareness of the data exist in the industry of this nature. But I start to think about the carbon neutrality, then how much carbon be emitted. It needs to be evaluated when you think about effectively reducing the carbon use. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to reduce the CO2. So like a COP20, it is believed that all the stakeholders have to discuss on the same base, and carbon leaking may happen. The reduction in some parts will be actually pushed to other parts of the of the area, and that is not desirable. And standardization, where we are using much resources and efforts. And like the earlier slide shows, in supply chain, well, on March 11th, the Great East Japan earthquake and tsunami disaster, that the supply chain mapping service could be fully utilized in some massive disaster. So think about the double diamond model like this. We are able to provide the data availability for many people involved in supply chain. And as a result of that, we are able to obtain more data. And the kinds of data which is considered impossible to collect are becoming available going forward. That is my belief. Thank you very much. The second question is regarding the quantum industry that I'd like to ask. Now, quantum cryptography technology, other than China, Switzerland is the only manufacturers, and the U.S. companies are lagging behind in this type of efforts. And in the quantum, the cryptography technology, I believe that Toshiba is still believed to be in a good position. Do you believe so? And also, providing the services in quantum businesses and how you're going to monetize this area, for example, on making a recurring business in the quantum area. You spent quite a lot of time in presentation, so if you could dive into that more, be appreciated. Thank you for the question. From a technology point of view, Toshiba has a great advantage. And further down, there are many future developments, for example, twin field methods, for example. By doing so, we now tested 500 kilometers distance to be communicated, and also chip has been prototyped, and we have such preliminary technologies. So Toshiba is doing a many front runner in this technology in this area, and we own quite a substantial number of patents in this area. Now, we have the frontliner advantage in this area. Now, how are we going to convert that into businesses? I always say that we should not be a provider of equipment. We have to be the key issuing service provider. For example, British Telecom in UK, in London, we are already started a service trials in London already. And working with many financial institutions and players have started to use our service on trial basis now. From this point of view, being a global and providing the service in this way, within a few years' time, we'd like to provide a specific concrete services going forward. Thank you very much for your comment. And the third question is in regard to the timeline. Now, on the June 28th AGM, are there any updates in regard to collaborations or the partnerships and so forth? Should we expect something to be announced, or maybe significant presentation will be the last. Today's presentation is going to be the last before AGM, and I just wanted to clarify. Are you asking about overall, not just limited to quantum? Yes, I'm asking about the overall Toshiba Group. Right. For, as for external announcement, this today's presentation is the one last big one until AGM. There will be no major input before AGM. That is our timeline. What about? Can I ask? Did you finish? Can I follow up in regard to the special committee? There will be no report before AGM. Would that be an appropriate assumption? In regard to the progress of the special committee discussions, we will go through the preliminary proposals, and therefore, there will be no official announcement before AGM. Thank you very much.
Next, Yasui-san from UBS Securities, please. Thank you. This is Yasui from UBS Securities. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Please start. Thank you. I have many questions. I think I have about four questions right now. First question is somewhat of a follow-up question of an earlier question, including privatization. After the deadline of May 30th of receiving a first round of proposals before AGM, how many proposals are made? And I believe the transaction details will be disclosed. In today's news release, the types of the transactions are proposed and the number of proposals made were included in the press release. And will there be no more proposals, including privatization proposal and including the offer price? Will there be no disclosure going forward of the details? That is the correct understanding. Thank you for that very clear answer. The second question, at this time, you have presented medium-term plan before the AGM. And are you conscious of sending message to shareholders, hence this timing of this a briefing of midterm plan? What is the intention behind selecting this time to present the medium-term plan? We also had EGM earlier, and the voices of shareholders at EGM were that we should consider management policy thoroughly. And in March, new management team started, and it had been just a few months. And rather than medium-term plan, as management policy, what we need to do to maximize corporate value was considered by the new management team. And that view of the management team should be communicated to the shareholders. I believe that that was the view of the shareholders, and we responded to those voices of the shareholders. Thank you for that very clear answer. The third question. The plan that you have explained at this time seems to be rather ambitious. Fiscal 25 target is 360 billion yen. Last year in November, December, under Mr. Tsunakawa, 200 billion operating income by fiscal 23 was the target, and it was to be gradually improved. But this time, the message is that immediately the business performance is to be turned around and improved. That is what I understood the message to be. However, I believe business culture transformation will take time. So 360 billion and 600 billion in fiscal 30. What are the background intentions behind these targets? I would like to invite Mr. Yanase to comment before I comment. This is Yanase speaking. Regarding the plan up to fiscal 25 and fiscal 30, as for fiscal 25 target, which is on the screen, in February on IR Day, we explained a business plan, and based on that business plan, exchange rate was reviewed, data-related business was reviewed, and spin-off cost and other cost reductions were considered, and these are shown as targets. For fiscal 2030, digital revenue structure change will be taken into account in establishing these targets. That is all from me.
This is Shimada speaking. If I may add a little, fiscal 2025 target, you consider that ambitious, and I'm glad that you consider that ambitious. Over short term, I discussed that even despite internal rigidity, there are things that we are able to implement, and I am determined to proactively implement these measures. And with that, over short term, even over short term, we would like to achieve results. And the three companies, Tech, Telco, and TLT, these numbers are also included in those targets. And towards fiscal 2030, we will thoroughly make sure that these will be viable data business, and that determination is reflected in these target numbers.
Thank you. Final question, the fourth question. You've explained that there are problems of silos of software engineers. And I think, as far as my personal impression is concerned, it is a first time for General Electric appliance manufacturer management to comment on this. So you want to break down silos. However, I think there is also some contradictions of combining the businesses and Japanese-style DX business. What do you think is the optimal pathway in Japan? And I think Japan is somewhat lagging behind or substantially lagging behind. That is my impression. And what is the key to achieving this at a much accelerated pace? Perhaps if you can share your personal thoughts on this.
Thank you for that question. Certainly, if we can achieve this, I believe that this will be quite revolutionary. In my previous employer at Siemens, this was tried, and it turned out to be quite difficult. But over many years, in many different areas, there were thorough efforts, meticulous efforts made to develop software, and that technology expertise can be accumulated. And we are what is important is create an architecture with certain layers combining these expertise, and our talented engineers already have a certain image of how that can be achieved. And if this, when this is achieved, there will be a very good separation of hardware and software. And I don't want to divulge too much of our secrets, but so far, people who consider that Japan was lagging behind will find that Japan is further ahead than everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to entertain one more question from Japanese and moving on to the English channel. Credit Suisse, Maekawa-san, please.
This is Maekawa of Credit Suisse. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, my first question is, you've presented the management policy, so this is the best possible plan from the point of executive officer side. So it seems that you are emphasizing that this plan is the best possible plan from the executive side. What is the opinion from the board in regard to this management policy? That is the first question, please.
Well, of course, executive side have to prepare and devise a plan, and that's why we simply stating the fact. And this presentation is approved by the board, so that fact itself is self-explanatory. Second point is, in regard to capital allocation, thinking on the capital allocation. Well, earlier, you would like to be aggressive in pursuing the business earlier. However, in February, now some business is now designated as non-core, but you say that you will focus on elevator, light, and tech. And well, February, it was non-core, but it is becoming a part of core now. Conversely speaking, at the time of February, you probably put a brake on these businesses, and you will now re-accelerate the business on capital allocations going forward. Now, going forward, considering privatization and also the business strategic alliance while status of listing is being maintained, and what you have explained today, is does that mean that you are accelerating the business going forward? Or once the investor or partner been selected and you will start focusing on the business going forward? Intent of this, my question is that perhaps inside of your company, maybe employees and the members are in confusion looking at the situation. So I just wanted to clarify on that. Thank you for the question. Now, I'd like to pursue the company to be united. I've been spending most of the efforts of uniting the company on the whole. And for this particular item, we've discussed very heavily, and we were able to put out this plan. And therefore, we were able to nurture the sense of unity in the company now. Of course, over 100,000 people are working in the company, and therefore, whether the sense of unity is shared or across all corners of the company, of course, the question remains. However, at least the main senior management of the company, are they all agreement to the plan? Are they motivated to achieve? I think that they are. We are able to achieve the situation where these key players are in agreement. And basically, dialogue is very important, and executive side has proposed that this is what executive officer thinks. Some may think that this is fantastic, some may think that this is too much of a stretch, and for that, in various dialogue to be organized, and we'd like to make our best efforts to communicate. And by presenting this plan, some people may want to engage with us more, and such decisions will not actually made in the form of series. It will be accomplished by a dialogue, in my opinion. That is all my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then we will take questions from those on the English channel, and we will be taking questions from those who are pre-registered. If you have a question, please press asterisk followed by numeral 1. Are there any questions from those who are participating on English line? Hearing none, we will go back to Japanese channel again. Next, Murakami-san from Asahi newspaper, please.
I am Murakami from Asahi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
The other day, candidates for directors were announced, and shareholder representatives, two shareholder representatives are newly added, and towards privatization required, demanded by a shareholder, it seems that that seems to have become the only possible option. And what is your view on this situation, Mr. Shimada? Independence of the board and the management should be respected. And on that matter, there is nothing I am able to comment on. There is nothing that the management is able to do a bit early, and the decision of the board is to be respected, and that is according to the corporate governance.
Thank you. Next question. Looking back at EGM, company proposed a two-way split, and this was voted down, and the management in the past maintained a distance towards the idea of privatization, but now privatization idea is coming to the fore. And what is your view regarding these circumstances of the company?
From shareholders, there are various different views, and to each and every view of the shareholder, we are thoroughly responding, and that is what we are doing, and we are seriously responding to the views raised at EGM. And
various views of other shareholders to the questions of the shareholders, we are thoroughly responding so that there will be no questions remaining, suspicions remaining. Final question, in quantum encryption area, 1,260,000,000,000 is the estimated market size in 2030, and you have the target of having a quarter of the market share. And the announced plan this time, does this mean that there is a change to previously announced estimate and target? So for fiscal 2030, the previously announced number was 15 billion, excluding related areas. But there are related technologies, related businesses, and it is difficult to delineate, but that is the type of number that was announced before. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, Yamazaki-san of Kyoto, please. Hello. Yes, I can hear you. This is Yamazaki of Kyoto. There are two major questions. First, at the outset, there was a question already been raised. May I confirm once again, elevator and lighting. Well, company have reversed all the decisions of exploring the disposition and now decided to retain the company inside the group. And within the short period of time, the direction was changed completely, drastically, and why did such a change have been made? Now, management policy that we consider appropriate is presented today. Reason is that, in fact, at EGM, the two-way split was completely rejected, and we once again discussed what is the best options for us, and outcome of the discussion is put it into this management policy. One more question. Now, for the management policy, there were 10 proposals was been made by potential investors, and I believe that you've taken a look at the 10 proposals, and what is your frank impression? And out of that, 8 was a privatization option, and will the company explore the privatization option going forward? Perhaps I've been repeating many times, there's no presumptions about this, and to be very frank, impression, like I mentioned at the outset, for the potential value, I was able to feel a great expectations for the value, potential value of Toshiba. I'm very much encouraged. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, Yasuda-san from Toyo Securities, please. Yasuda from Toyo Securities, thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. First, you've discussed quantum cryptographic communications, and I was able to understand technology and direction, but recently, quantum cryptographic communication-related business, what is the status of the business right now? That is my first question. And the second question is regarding quantum cryptographic communication. The distance covered is only 100 kilometers, and in comparison to photonics communication, I believe the communication speed is slow, but according to the presentation, the technologies may realize a quantum internet-like world, and when do you expect that to become a reality? And at that point in time, what is the estimated revenue size and market size? Thank you for those questions. As for the business size currently, that is not disclosed, and therefore, I'm not able to respond. And as for the distance, with a twin field technology, there are technologies that are being developed to extend the distance covered. What is important is that the purpose is to communicate quantum, and a one-time pad, very strict encryption will be used. But despite that, 8K information can be sent all at once in very secure fashion, and that has been demonstrated. So in that sense, by
regarding sending of various information in a very secure fashion, we believe that it is possible to send a large amount of information in a secure fashion. As for quantum communication, well, quantum industry is an industry where surprising things occur one after another. Only a few years ago, people were saying that it is not feasible to realize quantum technology before 2050, and quantum repeater technology development will be crucial in this field. There are various research and development underway, and through research, various different methods are being suggested. That is the current situation. So to project the market size at a certain point in time is very difficult. However, on the other hand, when progress continues at this pace, then by applying our technologies that we have appropriately, we believe that we will be able to create a large size of market. Thank you. Additional question. The market will be growing, and you are betting that the market will grow, and based on the investment over medium term, you believe that you will be able to reap the benefit from that. Is that the correct understanding? Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Takahashi-san of Toyo Keizai, please.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. This is Takahashi of Toyo Keizai. Perhaps I might be misunderstood, and please correct me. On page 18 and 19, around there, you will continue to work on the structural reform and the value chain improvement and then try to improve the profit. And for example, on page 19, subsidiary consolidation and modularization and smart factory implementation, what year, how much cost reduction be attained in terms of the financial value of that, could you elaborate? And on page 25, the number of headcounts in software development, it seems that there are so many and you try to reduce simply, but isn't that a case? I would like your explanation on this. Thank you. I do not disclose the breakdown numbers. However, like this slide says, so 70 billion yen of cost reduction that we'd like to achieve. In regard to the software, the purpose is not to reduce the headcount simply. It is stating the fact that in developing the software, then there is a mixed unit costs. For instance, mixed unit cost is that when you use the overseas resources and there are low-cost countries available, and the cost could be reduced to one-fifth of the Japanese level. But we cannot count fully on such resources for developing the whole. From that point of view, optimization of software development has to be now changed by employing best practices so that the value of software development will increase going forward. So, therefore, my idea is not necessarily a restructuring of the software team. Understood. Thank you very much. Now, next question is, now, management policy that you present this time, and you presented this to board meeting, be it board and SC, what are the feedback from them? Were you able to get an agreement, endorsement from the board? What type of exchange that you have with the board members? No particular contentious point, and this was very quietly approved, and there were no massive dissent or disagreement in regard to management policy. So you are confident in getting understanding. Well, this plan is already approved by the board, so it is being approved already. Yes, understood now. Thank you very much.
Next, Ichihara-san from Yomiuri Newspaper, please.
I am Ichihara from Yomiuri. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you for taking my question. About page nine, about mid to long-term target, fiscal 2029, fiscal 2030 targets are shown, and including privatization with potential investors, you are engaged, and I believe it is difficult to make projections. But what are the assumptions for these targets? And these are targets, and should we consider these the message from the management? Is there a clear message or intent behind these? As for the numbers, in a bottom-up fashion, what is possible in what area was considered in compiling these numbers? So these numbers are not without grounds. I would like to ask Yanase-san to supplement. As we addressed in responding to the initial question, for fiscal 2025, this is the target, and for fiscal 2030, it's also the target based on the business activities in a bottom-up fashion, the numbers were compiled. Thank you. Then this will not be subject to change despite a possible change in management structure, management team, market condition. Based on the current market condition and based on the current management environment, these targets were established. Thank you. The second question, at the EGM, although it was voted down when spin-off was proposed, the objective was to eliminate conglomerate discount. And how will conglomerate discount be addressed in this current management policy? Well, that is the message that is included here by software-defined digital business. What was hidden in conglomerate discount will materialize as synergy by using data through data business. And that is the important point that I wanted to communicate. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, there are some analysts who raised a hand but retracted, and there's no one raised hands from the analyst. If there are some questions from analysts, please press star one. Next question from Nikkei Business, Kotachi-san, please.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please. Two questions. In this management plan, the operating income will rise. And in regard to data services, do you think that the operating income ratio growth is coming from the data businesses? Is that a macroscopic approach, or is that a microscopic approach that I'd like to clarify? For example, FY 2030, macroeconomic economy is going to be projected, and you've considered a market share that Toshiba wins. And is that a basis of a calculation, or is it more of a bottom-up where when you approach to the existing customers and how much contract and how much margin will be obtained, and by bottom-up basis, did you come up with this ROS?
Well, these numbers are basically bottom-up numbers. And therefore, we do not have an estimation in regard to what is the market share in the macro total market. We've basically accumulated the number from bottom-up.
Thank you. Next question. Now, in the medium-term plan, this is actually the timing of announcement. I believe that toward the end of June to early July, there will be due diligence to be conducted. And do you believe that fair value will be calculated based on this management policy? And it will become very critical whether this management policy can be the basis for their fair value calculation. From Mr. Shimada's point of view, now you're CEO and now becoming a member of the directors, and can you present this with your confidence? What is your confidence level? So FY 2025 or FY 2030, are you confident to present this to shareholders as well as other members of the board? If there are some gaps or some
amount at risks, and let's say the probability of achieving this number is 60% or 70%, and if you cannot achieve this number and you may have to sell some businesses, do you think such possibility may arise? Answer: when you calculate the valuation of the corporate value, then it is not about the forecast, and this is just a target that we'd like to aim for. Well, we'd like to do our best, but if there are a completely unexpected wall had happened, and or otherwise the materials are not completely in shortages, and we will not be able to achieve. Well, hearing your comment, it seems that you're confident enough to achieve this target. But of course, there are some risks all the time in the world, and this target is not a commitment or promise to the customers or the players in the world. Thank you very much. From SMBC, Yoshizumi-san, please.
This is Yoshizumi from SMBC Nikko Securities. Can you hear me? Yes, we can. Please go ahead. Thank you. I have two questions. QX, about quantum industry that you presented today. You said 15 billion in 2030. Is this the size of the revenue expected? And for example, if it is the size of 15 billion yen in 2030, with quantum business alone, how much corporate value can you expect in the views of the management team in terms of valuation? So this area is an area where it is very difficult to come up with valuation. Numerically, to have valuation is very difficult in this area. And oftentimes, to be honest, I think this area will be excluded from valuation. However, almost annually, changes occur in this industry. In the semiconductor industry, similar to the situation in semiconductor industry, where we are not able to say with certainty what numbers we will have in the following year, it is also very difficult to discuss for this industry as well. 15 billion yen, was this the size of the revenue for fiscal 2030? Yes, that is the size of revenue. Thank you. The second question. Today, I believe the focus was mostly on data service. However, looking at your financial targets, in 2030, net sales of 5 trillion, and only a small part of that may come from data service, and the majority are other businesses, as I assume. And this is a management policy, not a medium-term plan. And although you mentioned other businesses, but the focus was on the data service, and traditional business areas of Toshiba were not discussed much today. About these businesses, Mr. Shimada, what do you see are the challenges, and what is the background that you did not focus on the traditional business areas of Toshiba? And could you also comment on the period leading up to today's presentation? I'm also very familiar with the hardware business, and as a basic strength of Toshiba, it is very important. And personally, I am very fond of hardware business. And the last time in February, detailed information was explained regarding the hardware business. As Mr. Yanase said at the outset, based on the progress expected in the hardware business, on top of that, data business part was explained. There is a criticism that there is a conglomerate discount, and how can Toshiba connect a business with different businesses to create value? And the policy was presented with an emphasis on how it is different, and that is why I focused on data business. We have a strong traditional stable business, and many of them, and they should be grown steadily. On top of that, we will have data business to further grow the company. Please understand this plan in that way. especially data site business, Shibuya type steps will be followed. It will be disassembled once and then will be deployed later. And at that point in time, digital data should achieve growth exponentially without requiring a large investment. It should be possible to grow business in that way. So we will follow through on this meticulously. And if we can venture into an area that is not ventured into before, then I'm sure our business will be able to grow going forward. And that is what I wanted to emphasize today. Thank you.
Thank you. We ran out of time. However, two people are still raising hands, and we'd like to take these questions, and we'd like to close the session. From Nippon Nikkei, Tsutsui-san, and TV Tokyo, Abe-san. So only two questions per person is allowed. From Nikkei, Sumi-san, please. Can you hear me? This is Sumi. Yes, I can hear you. One question. Now, in your business plan, sources of investment is my question. How should we think about that? At the outset, you said that capital allocations and this business plan are separate. And yet, in the background of the plan, there has to be investment, and you need to discuss how to secure the source of investment. And on slide 9, you're talking about EBITDA and the free cash flow up to 2025, and you are projecting the number. And probably in a rough estimation is that there will be more expenditure to increase going forward. However, all these will be funded by operating cash flow. Is that your assumption? Yes, your understanding is correct, basically. Yes. Thank you. Similar conversation had happened earlier, so sorry for repeating once again. Let's say that privatization or other plan, if it is to underway, then probably the structure of Toshiba may change. But if there are drastic change in finance structures, and then you may have to revisit and rethink about the sources of investment. Right, maybe if that happens, yes, we might have to revise. However, we have a high ROIC, R-O-I-C, which means that it is not that we are tap into outside funding. We use operating cash flow and still be able to achieve this results, and that figures are explaining that on its own. Thank you very much. Understood well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then Abe-san from TV Tokyo, please. This is Abe from TV Tokyo. Can you hear me? Yes, we can. Please start. About nuclear power business, I have a question. On page 15, it is explained. In and outside of Japan, the use of nuclear power is more actively discussed recently. And I think the environment surrounding nuclear power is changing. Nuclear power business at Toshiba, how will it be pursued? I believe development is pursued for innovative light water reactor, HTGR. But what is your view on overseas market? And could you elaborate on nuclear business going forward? For this, it is not that this plan incorporates anticipation of a substantial increase in the business, but this is an expression or determination to fulfill our responsibility. And so we have fulfilled our responsibility in the past, and for the energy security of Japan,
We would like to continue to work steadily, and this is an expression of that determination. If requested from overseas countries, including entering into that country, you will consider. About the future, it is difficult to tell, but there is nothing specific that we are considering at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For this, we'd like to close today's presentation session on management policy. Once again, thank you all very much for your participation. Those of you who are joining via phone, please make sure that you turn off your phone. Thank you very much.